Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're going to focus on some positive news, a bright spot. Just listen closely. Can you hear that? Well, it's actually below the range of human hearing, so let's speed it up a bit. How about now? That's the song of the Antarctic blue whale.
Yeah, so blue whales obviously are the biggest animals that have ever lived on the face of the planet, bigger than even the largest dinosaurs that lived.
This is Trevor Branch.
I'm Associate Professor of Aquatic and Fishery Sciences at the University of Washington.
And we're talking to him because he's noticed something remarkable about blue whales. After years of near extinction, it looks like they're coming back. We had Alex Hainsworth and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team explore this story. Welcome, Alex and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So give me a little background on the history of blue whales.
Well, Trevor Branch says when the whaling industry started, it was difficult to catch blue whales. They were just too big. Blue whales weigh up to 330,000 pounds and can grow up to 100 feet long.
But around 1900, larger boats and more advanced harpoons made it possible to capture them, and they quickly became the ideal target.
Because of their huge size, they also yield far more oil than any other whale species. So the whalers had a choice. They would always target blue whales.
And that oil was used for lamps, soaps, and even margarine.
In 1904, an explorer claimed he saw thousands of Antarctic blue whales off the coast of South Georgia. So the industry set up whaling stations there.
The 1930-31 whaling season, they caught more than 30,000 blue whales in that year alone. And by that time, the numbers around South Georgia had pretty much dwindled to close to zero.
But that didn't put an end to the whaling stations there. By the 60s, nearly 176,000 Antarctic blue whales had been killed.
So in 1967, the International Whaling Commission banned hunting blue whales, but the damage had been done.
What's happened since then?
Well, scientists do these long, multi-day surveys to count whales in the ocean, and they'd pass by South Georgia, the island with the whaling stations from decades ago.
You know, this area around South Georgia, they'd only seen a couple of blue whales in a year there ever since whaling ended.
But recently, something amazing happened. Last year, scientists on a three-week mission counted a total of 55 whales off the coast of South Georgia.
It was amazing. You know, I mean, that's truly astonishing numbers of blue whales for an area where some people had said they wouldn't ever come back.
What explains this dramatic jump?
Trevor isn't sure. He says the blue whale population is increasing by about 8% a year, so you would expect to see more of them. But this huge sighting near South Georgia feels special.
The sudden jump suggests that something else is also happening there.
But whatever the reason, he's taking this as a positive sign.
That year was just a good year where the blue whales came back to South Georgia in great numbers for the first time in perhaps in many decades.
Eventually, Trevor and other scientists might explore the why behind the return of the blue whales. But in this moment, it's enough to just know that they're still around, flocking to the place that once destroyed them.
That's a perfect ending. Thanks, Alex and Fatima. And thanks to Dr. Kate Stafford from the University of Washington for sharing her whale recording with us. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.